97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, good morning to you. Glad you're back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Still lots to get to for you this hour. We're going to talk to our friend Jessie Jane Duff. I have to wonder if she wasn't up at Madison Square Garden for that huge rally the president held there yesterday. Of course, if you listen to the mainstream media, it was filled with hate and lies and all that stuff. They're so predictable. If you watch that thing, it was fantastic. The arena was filled. It was rocking. They had thousands of people that couldn't even get in New York City. You can't watch that and not feel a little bit of momentum on that end, I have to tell you. We'll talk to Jessie Jane Duff about that coming up. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour to talk a little bit of basketball, maybe some college football after the Mizzou debacle there at Alabama this weekend and the injury to Brady Cook. We'll talk about that as well. But first, I want us to focus on the election 1 week from tomorrow. Of course, early voting is already underway, and we've got Dr. Bob Onder, Senator Bob Onder, and, of course, Congressional District 3 candidate Bob Onder on the phone right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be back.
Hey, it's great to have you. How you feeling about this as we head into this thing a week out?
Well, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling good both here in Missouri and nationwide. I really think Donald Trump will be our next president come January. I think the momentum is all on our side. The enthusiasm is all on our side. And I think we're going to bring it home.
Well, I know you've been up all over CD3. Obviously, you've been involved in many, many elections. How do you feel about this early voting turnout so far? I know there have been long lines out in St. Charles County. Maybe it's because they only have two locations. But close to 30,000 people had voted early as of Saturday just in St. Charles County.
Right. I think it's estimated that over 1% of St. Charles County voters have already voted. And between mail-in and no excuse early voting, I think Kurt Barr is estimating that about 20% of St. Charles County's vote is going to be before Election Day. How do I feel about it? Well, look, I believe that in-person voting on Election Day on a paper ballot with voter ID is the gold standard for election integrity. That being said, we need to get out there. We need our voters. We need personally to get out there and vote early because we need to bank our votes. We cannot take chances for what's going to happen on Election Day, whether it be long lines or machine glitches or anything else. So I would encourage all of your listeners to get themselves, to get their family and friends out and vote early.
You know, I have to admit, I'm getting a little bit nervous about what's going to happen as it relates to Amendment 3, because I don't think most Missourians actually want what it will do. But the language that people are going to see in the ballot is so deceptive. What are you thinking now with just about a week or so left with so many people voting early? How do you think that's going to pan out here in Missouri?
Yeah, well, Kim, I am very concerned. We have a system in Missouri where out-of-state special interests can come with millions of dollars and write deceptive ballot language, pay for the signatures, and then our Missouri appellate courts uphold their highly biased ballot language. It's an utter travesty. That being said, I have seen some polling that shows that actually the anti-Amendment 3 forces are doing okay, that we are gaining traction, that we are not doing as well in the St. Louis and Kansas City area, but everywhere else in the state. Amendment 3 is going to go down, and so it's critical that we get our voters out. Look, I think the other side wrote the language, Kim, when they chose to use the word reproductive health care, and it's very clear that Planned Parenthood and transgender pediatric clinics and the radical LGBT left all regard transitioning children, giving them poisonous puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and cutting off reproductive organs. They regard that as reproductive care. Hard stop. They will be to court to overturn Missouri's Safe Act protection for children should Amendment 3 pass, not to mention abortion in all 9 months of pregnancy, all our health and safety standards repealed, all our parental consent and notification requirements repealed. I've never seen such an anti-life, anti-family, anti-child legal proposal, and it's going to be in front of us on the ballot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're lying. They've used the outside money, Bob, to lie about so many things, right? I mean, I don't feel strongly one way or the other about online sports gambling, but the lie that they keep pitching that it's a guaranteed $100 million for schools, that's a lie. Even the ballot language says zero.
Yeah, Mark, that's right. The reason it's zero is right now there's no tax on sports gambling right now. So the legislature would have to pass such a tax. And, of course, you can imagine what kind of headwinds that would face.
Yeah.
In addition, the constitutional amendment that the realtors passed a few years ago that said nothing that's not taxed right now can be taxed in the future. I'm not sure it would be constitutional to tax sports betting. So, I'm with you. Our surrounding states have it. Lots of people, bet online. But I'm tired of the deception used to pass some of these amendments, and I'm really tired of this free and open Constitution for Sale initiative process we have.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Dr. Bob Onder, our guest right now, a candidate for Congressional District 3 as a Republican. And Bob, I know you've been talking to the people that would be your future colleagues up in Washington, D.C. How are they feeling about the House this year?
Yeah, I think we're feeling really good about it. On the one hand, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee does have considerably more money than the Republican counterpart, NRCC. On the other hand, financially, the actual campaigns themselves are more evenly matched. And our quality of candidates is just incredible. Last week, as you know, I was down at the border, but also elsewhere in Texas and in Arizona. We have three very young, dynamic Mexican-American candidates who are campaigning on number one issue, the border. And I think we are going to see that Hispanics who are predominantly Catholic and pro-life and pro-family, they're going to be the new Republican demographic, far from this idea that securing the border is somehow going to turn off Hispanics. But we also have other opportunities in New York. I think we're going to pick up some seats, and I think most of the Republican incumbents who are in tough districts look like they're doing well. So I'm feeling very optimistic that we hold the House. I think it's extremely likely that we're going to take the Senate. And, of course, the big prize, I believe Donald Trump will be our next president.
Yeah, I'm certainly hopeful for that, too. Dr. Bob Onder, always great having you on, and best of luck, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Kim.
Yep. Talk to you soon. We'll get to him on there. And, of course, he's on my voter guide there. When you go to 971talk.com, you can find that pinned to the top of the page. Please utilize that before you head to the poll.
Get more at 971talk.com.